is an open phone Monday today, the 14th day of December. We're, what, 10 days to Christmas Eve, 11 days to Christmas, and a little over 9 days before Colin's on vacation. Okay. We got that out of the way.
You're just going to at me like that?
Hey, it's going to be.
Not that I'm not excited about it. I'm just like.
Athena mode will be. Athena mode will be coming back doing our news. I'm going to be taking some time off as well as some other people around here. People, you know, I've taken a couple of days here and a couple of days there, but it hasn't been a year to really go anyplace.
What's the point?
So what's the point? And that's really the key here. Phone lines are open at 754-1490, 319-754-1490. Reading interesting story yesterday about how the U.S. election and how President Trump's actions are being interpreted by the world.
You would think some other nations would have opinions on this.
Well, the fact is, a lot of other nations have. You know, a coup is a regular way to basically overturn or steal the government away. And it's
so you're
not,
calling this election a coup, is what you're
saying. Well, what they're saying, what they're referring to it is that they're saying it appears that he's attempting
Trump's attempting a coup.
I was a little confused
with the phrasing there.
Attempting to basically disenfranchise the American voters. Yeah. And I know that they're, you know, the fact is, it makes me somewhat, disappointed, I guess, in a lot. I know that there are devout and devoted and absolutely. And was the system perfect? No.
Has it ever been perfect?
It's never been. And a lot of places were using mail-in ballots and had never really done it before, especially these places like Pennsylvania, where they didn't allow them to start counting until the election. You have to take into
account that this whole situation with this election has been pretty much wholly unique.
It's like the whole year has been. I mean, but the fact, yeah, we don't know.
This election was far from a normal one, and some mistakes were bound to happen, but there was nothing.
But the Supreme,
no en masse voter fraud, as is being alleged.
Now, here's the problem. We've got the Supreme Court, including Trump nominees, who you would think philosophically, but
they would lean towards him, but no, their job is to be as objective as possible.
The Supreme Court, rarely do you get someone.
Quote unquote packing the courts.
You cannot pack the courts. You can't. I don't care how philosophically similar you may be going.
Your job is to put the law first.
Your job is to put the law first. And this whole story, when I hear a story like Jennifer Horn on Doug Stephan, and Jennifer's still clinging to a story that there were 100,000 votes or 130,000 votes in Michigan and none in one place and none for Biden.
I don't buy that for a second.
It's been thrown out and it's been disproved, but these are the things that happened.
Could there have been some missing ballots on both sides? Yeah.
Well, obviously. I'm sure there were mistakes, and who knows. But the fact
there are mistakes with every election.
There are mistakes. How would you feel if you're Rita Hart and you lost by 6 votes?
That was a bit disheartening, I could say.
But by the same token, if you're Marionette Miller Meeks and you win by 6 votes,
That's got to be, in my lifetime, the most narrow margin for any election I've ever seen.
3 votes. 3 votes one way. 3 votes. Three people voting differently would have
tied.
Then what do you do in a tie?
Well, it's far from the closest election I've seen in American history, which was President Hayes back in the 19th century won the presidency by 1 electoral vote.
Yeah, 1 electoral vote, but they had...
Because it came out there was actual voter intimidation.
There was voter intimidation, there was fraud, and there was all kinds of things. But the fact is, rigged, crooked, I mean, we've heard all of this stuff before, but it's disappointing, and I'm hoping. Oh Lord,
you're not
please,
mad. You're just disappointed.
I just want it to fade away. I want this year to fade away. I want 21 looks to be.
Steve's not mad. He's just disappointed.
Disappointed. No, and I think it's a little bit. No, it's. We've got so many. I had so many things that were disrupted this past year, but everybody else did too. I mean,
I did as well.
We were all in the same boat. I'm not sure exactly Who's going to be home for Christmas or not? I don't know what our gathering, if any, will be. We're kind of, you know, playing. It'll be a probably smaller gathering than we have had, but you know, it's just been a nervous year, kind of an unsettled year, a year that nothing ever seemed, you know, we have a mask mandate now, but we didn't have one.
We have a partial mask mandate now, I think is the best way to put it.
And then there's this situation. I've got a daughter in Chicago and a daughter in California. They both have, those states really have very different rules too. Trying to figure that out and deal with that bureaucracy.
Illinois does have very different rules, but the degree to where they're adhered to definitely depends on where you go in the state, as is here.
And there'll be the city council tonight voting on a new police chief.
Putting out the offer for a new police chief.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Well, you mean they're extending... Well, they're voting to extend the offer to the candidate.
And, yeah, it is a person from a slightly smaller town in Washington State.
He was in Washington. He was in Oregon.
Cochise County in Arizona.
And he was Arizona. So, I mean, it's the fact that, you know, I think...
I think a lot of it... And
well, what John Billups... Let me finish this thing. What John Billups told me is that, you know, hey, there's something about... Burlington, Iowa, and being in the Midwest and not having that, dealing with the same kinds of stresses and issues that so many others have been dealing with.
I think that a lot of perceived public outcry would be that they already had a perfect candidate in mind.
When I had Mike Johnstone, over to John today, but I had Mike Johnstone and Jason Marlowe on, and I said, you know what? What we face here is not the same kinds of extremes that we face that they've been facing Portland and Seattle. We talk about a dumpster fire year. What's been going on there is just unreal. And then Minneapolis,
Portland to a more extreme degree than Seattle.
I would say. I think so too. And Minneapolis. I always thought of Minneapolis as a nice, safe, Midwestern city, didn't you?
Well, the reality of that city was kind of exposed earlier this year.
And, yeah. And
some of the harsher realities of that city, I should say.
And it's a city that city I've visited often.
I've visited it a couple of times as well.
And but anyway, it's just one of those, it's a bizarre year.
Mm-hmm.
Sports has been bizarre.
Sports has been beyond bizarre, especially for, like, an avid sports fan like me, just having so many things so drastically different. Only a 60-game Major League Baseball season was so weird, but also at the same time kind of refreshing.
Well, the fact they got a season or whatever part of a season in...
And you can put whatever asterisk you want on any of these seasons. There are some championships this year I would argue were harder to win than before.
Well, and perhaps the fact with no fans in the stands, and so how did that affect
I think for some teams it affects them a lot because fans are a big part of what makes that team a tough team to beat, and for other teams it really makes no difference. For example, if you're the LA Chargers, you're used to not having fans in your stadium.
Well, the Michigan Wolverines will be coming to Iowa City, and the last time they were in Iowa City was 2016, and it was Jim Harbaugh, and he came into town, and they were heavy favorites and went away with a...
Empty-handed.
They went away with a last-second... It was a last-second touchdown.
Yep. I'm just saying, and I make the joke, but it really is a sad reality. Some sports teams are used to not having fans in their stadium.
But it's been a strange year, and I guess as we look back at this year... it's even, and the holidays, I'm sort of like I'm partly in a holiday mood and partly not. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
I would say I'm very much of a similar mind. I am very much in the holiday mood, but I'm also bracing myself for any unforeseen change.
Well, it's...
In that I have a set Christmas routine that I adhere to every year, but I'm ready for changes to be made.
Question I have, and I'm going to guess, will the vaccine be accepted pretty much universally, widely?
I think it will be more accepted than it is rejected. I think that's a fair assumption to make.
Well, I think
saying as of right now, it's about 60-40 exception.
I think the issue is in the length of time of the rollout. We do have the thing starting right now, but it's,
I think the issue is that they just don't have enough to distribute for enough people, so they're giving it to the people who need it most first.
And it's going to take...
Which is what you expected them to do.
Yeah.
You want the people who are in the face of this every day, namely healthcare workers, of course.
Of course.
First responders.
High risk
elderly patients, especially in nursing homes, most likely people who work in the corrections industry, in prison guards, and civilian staff who work in those prisons, because the prison system has been absolutely demolished by COVID-19.
Teachers are going to be in there.
Teachers,
somewhere.
I think, would be in the next wave of them to get of
I'm
those.
I'm not
to
sure
get
where
it.
We fit into this thing. I think we're somewhere down the line.
I think that's a safe assumption. But the environment we work in here has been, thankfully, knock on wood, pretty COVID free for the time being.
Knock on some more wood when you do that, please. No, it's been, and when you look at all of the people that have had things disrupted in their lives, our plans changed.
Mm-hmm.
We've had vacations changed. We've had things that we would normally do.
A lot of things in our lives have been wholly uprooted by this, but I would say something it has shown is that it has shown people's ability to deal with adversity.
One thing I would say is that my guess, and this is maybe it's a hope or maybe it's a guess, that I said the spring and maybe early summer or so, maybe midsummer even. We'll still be sort of in this transitional
period.
We'll
be rolling out of it.
But we will be rolling out of it, and I think that by the time we get to the fall of next year, and I know that sounds like an awful long way away after what we've been through.
It's all relative.
I see the fall of next year, baseball stadiums, baseball, I'm not sure. They're going to be going through some transition.
I think baseball, you'll see limited capacity.
You'll see limited capacity there, and I'm going to guess that by sometime in the football season next year, we're going to see the full
75%
houses.
Capacity at the least.
Maybe even full capacity.
I'm agreeing that you'll probably see full capacity and saying at the least you'll see about 75% capacity.
But it's so hard to predict.
Every time we've said
every date we've said
jinxed it every time.
And I know. And Mikey J sat over there and he said, and it was 3 months to his wedding. Not a problem. No problem.
Well.
All right, we got a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Anyway, phone lines are open at 754-1490. If you're, I think one of the things we'll talk about this week, we'll have an open phone day next Monday, but we've got another one on Thursday. But I think it is holiday plans, changes, holiday parties, pretty much non-existent. You really can't.
I think it with some alterations, holiday parties can still go on. You just need to have a lesser crowd than you might usually do.
Very, very much so.
I think I'm lucky. My usual Christmas family gatherings are fairly small, but there still is a risk factor.
There will be things you won't do this year that you would normally do.
I assume so, yes.
But anyway, 754-1490. We'd like to hear from you today. 754-1490. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Steve, I had a comment on streets.
Okay.
I'm offering from someone from cities listening. On Harrison Avenue, they've got a lateral to the sewer project where it's been dropping, so they put barricades up in the middle of the lane. And it's been that way for a few weeks. We're about to enter a snowplow time period of the year.
Okay.
And on the opposite side of the street, there's a pothole that they threw some of that quickie patch into, and it blew right back open. It's around 20-inch crater.
Where exactly? I'm familiar with Harrison. You tell me where. Give me the area that's the most worst shape.
Somewhere in between 12th and 15th.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious.
You know, and
anyway,
yeah, it's been a heavily, it's a fairly heavily traveled street. There's no doubt about that.
It's heavily traveled, and I told my other person with me that I hope you don't drive that car. You drive through that pothole because you're just going to destroy the suspension. You're going to, it's a good 4 or 5 inch drop right now.
Well, and, you know, yeah, there's a lot of streets that are, hey, the streets that have been paved, we've got, you know, most of these North Hill streets were paved, and boy, they're smooth. But you know what? It's like, it's like taking Oak Street is a very heavily traveled street, and it's like, okay, yeah, okay.
Well, you just don't have time to be waiting to get a bid out on this thing. You need to deal with it. That's my point of my call.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. I hope someone's listening.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things they are trying to do, and I know Nick McGregor was with us a few weeks ago, but what Nick said was that, and he's trying to combine the sewer separation with street work together. Now, I don't know how much they're going to get done. They'll be working.
This isn't going to be a reconstruct the street issue. This is going to be, okay, we've got a repair to do in a spot.
Okay.
And now the opposite side of the street's blowing open, and we need to deal with this.
So you're
today,
saying,
that, tomorrow,
what do they need? Yeah,
now.
What do they need? To, is it you're talking about potholes that need to be, you know, heat?
You know, when they do the separation project and the lateral ties in, there's at least a half a dozen along Harrison, a bunch of other streets where the lateral depressed in that spot where it connected.
Okay.
There's something about the process where it's allowing the concrete and the film material around it is dropping, and then the concrete, the asphalt and the concrete level is dropping.
Well,
so
you've got to,
the initial cause. Yeah. The one side of the street's dropped to quite a few inches, and then the opposite side's got this nasty pothole that just keeps blowing open. And cars shouldn't be driving these cars today, the little small cars, if they don't have any suspension to handle that.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I had to replace some suspension work. I got some suspension work done.
I'm driving cars where if you don't know how to drive with a 45-degree swing of the steering wheel, you really should be behind the wheel.
All right. Well, you know what?
I don't like driving them, but, you know, they got to. It takes time to get them repaired.
You know, you've got it out there. We'll see if we can shake a tree for you. Okay.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Hey, have a great holiday. Okay. All right. 754-1490. We're gonna take a break for news. We will be back though, and more of the Open Phone Day today on the Talk Show.
An advisor, a mentor, a motivator, a teacher. He goes by many names, but most of us call him Coach. Get the scoop from the man himself, as well as answering questions from fans like you. It's all right here on Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz, Wednesday nights at 6:30 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
COVID-19 numbers are surging in our community, and it's past time to do something about it. Hi, this is Della Schmidt, President and CEO of the Greater Burlington Partnership. We are joining with Great River Health, City, County, and community leaders to ask you and everyone in Southeast Iowa to protect each other and protect our healthcare workers. Our hospital is at capacity right now, and our healthcare workers are exhausted. We all need to step up to help slow the spread of COVID-19. We know this is hard, but to prevent further limits on business and to keep our kids in school, we need to do what needs to be done. Please follow CDC guidelines. Keep your circles small. When you go out into the community, wear a mask. It's not a political statement. It saves lives. If we all work together, we can make a difference. We all need to do our part to slow the spread of COVID-19 and give our healthcare workers a break.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington City Council has made a decision on appointing a new police chief. The Burlington Beacon reports that Mark Denny, who served 8 years as police chief in La Center, Washington, will be offered the position by the council. The offer will be made official after a city council vote at their Monday work session. Meetings are still closed to the public due to COVID-19, but are still being televised and live-streamed on the city's website. Denny has served as deputy sheriff's commander of the Cochise County Sheriff's Department in Brisbane, Arizona, and is a graduate of the FBI's National Academy of Associates. Iowa reported 1,239 new COVID-19 cases and one more death linked to the coronavirus on Sunday. The state was reporting 256,248 cases of the virus and 3,213 deaths as of Sunday. The 7-day rolling averages of daily new cases in Iowa decreased over the past 2 weeks, going from 2,102 new cases per day on November 28th to 1,324 new cases per day on Saturday. Iowa officials said 749 people were hospitalized with the virus on Saturday, which was down from 820 on Friday. A new audit report blames the National Democratic Party's involvement in the Iowa caucuses for problems that delayed results for days at the beginning of the 2020 presidential nomination battle. The report was commissioned by the Iowa Democratic Party. It criticizes the National Party's role in delaying development of an app used to report results and in demanding a last-minute data conversion tool that failed on caucus night in February. But the report also says the state party should have bolstered its backup phone system for compiling results after the rollout of the app was slow. That phone system was overwhelmed on caucus night. An Iowa man has been arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder in the connection with a woman's death in a Des Moines suburb. Urbandale police said officers found a woman with severe head trauma around 6:45 p.m. Saturday at a home in the 4000 block of 90th Street. The woman died at the scene. Her name and age weren't immediately released. Urbandale Police Sergeant Chad Underwood said 35-year-old Dustin Sample of Urbandale was arrested Sunday morning and charged with first-degree murder. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Sandra Lindsay, an intensive care unit nurse at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New York, is the first American outside a clinical trial to get vaccinated for coronavirus. Those shots start today at centers around the country. Dr. Manslav Slawi is the scientific head of the White House Operation Warp Speed Vaccine Development and Distribution Program.
It's a great day, frankly, for science. It's a great day for humanity. It's a great day for the ecosystem of biotech and pharmaceutical industry, and it's a great day for America.
President Trump tweets, first vaccine administered. Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world. Google is back up.
Google's services were hit this morning by what the company says was a global outage affecting YouTube, Gmail, Google Maps, and other services used for virtual classrooms across the country. No indication yet if Google was hacked.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny but cold today. High 30 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight. Low down to 23. Partly sunny Tuesday. High to 31. Cloudy Tuesday night. Low down to 24. Mostly sunny Wednesday. A high to 35. Sunny Thursday. 39. Mostly cloudy on Friday. High of 43. And Saturday, partly sunny up to 41. And right now, we continue with sunny skies, but just 22 degrees.
This is the best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
Generosity changes your life. Outrageous generosity will outrageously change your life. It changes the way your eyes look. It changes the way you walk. It changes the way you relate to others. It changes your career track. It changes the way you teach and work with employees. It changes the way you work while you're at work for your employer. It changes your life.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays from 11 till 2 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
I'm Jessica Edgar, CNBC. Stocks are soaring on Wall Street this morning on this, the first day that a COVID-19 vaccine is being administered to Americans. The shots are in 145 locations around the U.S., many more as the week goes on. Getting the shots first, critical healthcare personnel and White House staffers. Boyle Transportation Co-President Andrew Boyle wants Americans to remember who's working hard to get the vaccine going. His company's truckers and trucks are moving vaccine from the Kalamazoo, Michigan production facility all over the country, hired by UPS and other shippers to get the job done. Novartis says a phase 3 study of its COVID-19 treatment did not reduce severe complications or prevent death by suffocation from the virus. The White House acknowledging a cyber attack happened at the U.S. Treasury Department by a foreign government thought to be the work of Russian hackers. Google products down this morning, YouTube, Gmail, and Drive apps. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Analysis, interviews, and play-by-play action all in one spot. No one has more access to your team. This is your home for Iowa Hawkeye football on the Hawkeye Sports Network from Learfield.
Iowa hosts Michigan Saturday night with pregame at 4, kickoff at 6. Brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Bob Dodds Insurance in Denville, Pizza Ranch, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
2020 has sure been a year for the record book. With every passing day comes new changes, but one thing you can always count on is our commitment to customer service here at Morning Sun Farm Implement. With customer service in mind, I'd like to tell you about Kubota's newest utility vehicle, the Sidekick RTV XG850. The Sidekick is a game changer in the utility vehicle market. With faster top speeds and its rugged durability, the Sidekick fits most people's needs. Featuring a 48-horsepower gas engine, it makes the toughest jobs a breeze. Available in black, orange, green, and camo, the Kubota Sidekick allows you to look good while performing the toughest of jobs. Stop into our Morning Sun Farm Implement showroom today and check out one of these Kubota Sidekicks and take one for a test drive. Morning Sun Farm Implement, your local, farmer-owned dealership. Check out our website at msfarmimpl.com.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
And welcome back on an open phone day on the talk show. And in the city council extending a new offer to a new police chief coming up, what, at a work session? It's at the work session tonight, is that right?
That would be correct.
And again, we'll have more on that. But, I guess holiday plans, we talked about that as, things change. The year has changed. I guess everybody's had a lot of events that they had planned to do. Going little things. It was the Progressive commercial. Table one, table four, looking for, hold on.
Johnson, party of four.
Johnson, party of four. Yeah, it's like, it's the things we took for granted. And I think that's really
it. Really has put a lot of those things into perspective.
And it doesn't matter what. It could be any area. Gatherings, large gatherings, concerts, not happening. How would you like to be? I feel sorry for the people I feel the most sorry for are the people that have been in nursing homes.
Yeah, same.
And families of people in nursing homes.
Yeah, same.
And the fact that they haven't been able to go see relatives. And, the worst thing in the world is dying alone. I mean, not, and I know you can still have, you're gonna maybe, or having your family out, you're having your family looking through, looking at you through glass, or even worse, trying to show you a video.
It's nowhere near the same.
No, and it isn't. That's the thing. Human contact. We are social animals, and we don't really get to. We haven't been able to do anything.
We are social animals, and we are creatures of habit.
And habits are hard to. Yeah, it's been a year that has just simply not been. Nobody would have believed that it was. You know, the way it started, nobody believed that this was something that was going to happen. Now, if we'd been aware of what was going on in China back in October.
But we weren't.
We weren't.
No one was.
And the Chinese Communist Party pretty much zipped their lip, didn't they?
Of that, they are certainly guilty.
Yeah. Now, that is.
That's indisputable.
That is indisputable, anyway. Well, Electoral College meeting today, and
to finalize their results.
You know, and I heard it was brought up on the weekend.
The Texas lawsuit having been rejected by the Supreme Court.
Well, it was brought up on the weekend. I guess talk radio countdown show.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug said, why can't we just go to a popular election?
There's like anything else, pros and cons. And the cons in this situation generally outweigh the pros.
Well, let's put it this way. The people in the middle part of the country would be...
irrelevant.
Most of them, yeah.
Unless you live in Chicago or Kansas City or Milwaukee.
But, you know, you tend to see... big cities, you tend to see different voting patterns in big cities than you do in small
towns. If it wasn't for the Electoral College, New York and L.A. would control the elections.
And
keep in mind that... if you're questioning the population density, there's more people in the state of California than there are in the entirety of Canada.
Yeah, I know. Here's the other thing we have that's going on, and we talked about this with the changing of the time, and we've talked about it with marijuana laws. We've talked about it with all. Every state is its own sovereign government in many ways,
unless there's some form of federal law that is a blanket deal. For example, if they end the federal prohibition on marijuana, then pretty much every state would have to legalize it, in theory anyway.
Well, actually, each state would have the ability to do what regulation that they would wanted to do.
Exactly, but it would be legal at a federal level.
But it would also open up banking, it'd open up all of the other things. It would normalize a business, and it would
decriminalize a drug that has been responsible for a lot of low-level convictions.
Yeah, and I think that's really the key here. I think
in some places marijuana is still a Class A narcotic.
I know, and the thing is, makes things that don't make sense. This has been a year of things that don't make sense making sense. It's been all of those things.
Isn't that not the God's honest truth?
It really has, and you know, it's like. I remember when President Trump said, he was asked would he abide by whatever the election results were, would he abide by the election results?
He said he would.
Yeah, I know. As long as they were in his camp.
I think we're very much of the opinion that you and I are both of the opinion that if it wasn't for this whole epidemic, then Trump would have handily won re-election, but I go back to the old saying, it's easy to be in charge when nothing's going wrong.
Yeah, and everything certainly did go wrong.
And whether you love Trump or hate him, you have to objectively look at it. He did a lot of things in terms of the pandemic wrong.
He did a lot of things in terms of the pandemic wrong, but I guess I'm not sure who would have done it right either, you see?
That's my point. Nobody could have really done 100% well. Nobody could have batted 1,000 here.
And talking a good game and trying to talk a good game when you're battling a pandemic, that's not... you can't battle a pandemic like you're battling Wall Street or battling a business. It's not the same.
That's not to say the president didn't do any good things while in office, because he did do some good things,
and,
too.
And I think his work in China was a, he got a lot of things done in China.
One thing I really love highlighting is that he made animal abuse a criminal offense at a federal level.
There's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
No, and a lot of good things. And he inspired confidence in a lot of the a lot of businesses in the stock market, and he worked hard to try and.
But then COVID happened.
And that's...
Nobody could have really taken hold of that situation and had a 100% success rate.
No one.
Because 100% success rates in pretty much all walks of life are pretty much non-existent.
Yeah, I agree. It's just been the kind of year that has been ups and downs, and we've adapted. It's been continual adaptation.
But the way you have to get through things like this is the way that we have done it. You just have to take everything on the chin and just keep going.
And realize there's a lot of things you're not going to be able to do. Do everything you can do. And I think that's why home improvement has been a big deal.
Home improvement's been a huge deal. DIY has been a big deal.
DIY.
A lot more people have gotten heavily into working with technology, which has really helped a lot of things with the pandemic, is that people using especially video technology in really unique useful ways.
Meetings. And what it's done is it's changed. Well, look at how it's changed major cities and office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to be somebody trying to collect rent on extraordinary rent on office buildings.
No, I would not.
But. It has also devastated the travel and transportation issues industries.
It has.
The cruise companies they're going to come back, but you know what
it's going to be a slow burn.
It's really going to be, somebody said, am I going to go back to Norway?
I think that's the best way to describe us getting back to normal, is a slow burn.
Yeah, it's not going to, nothing happens fast. Anyway, we're going to take another break. 754-1490, you want to get your 2 cents in today? By all means.
He's the one that leads your team. And when it comes down to that final play, he's the one your team looks to make it happen. Only one show can give you access to everything Coach has to say. And you can hear it right here on Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey on the Hawkeye Sports Network. Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey this Monday night at 7 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
This time of year, nighttime comes fast. Most people aren't finished with their daily routines before the sun stops shining. Can your customers find you in the dark?
First impressions last.
This is Tyler Sherwood from the Sherwood Company. A properly lighted sign can make all the difference this time of year. It seems we live more of our life in the dark than we do the daylight. Ask yourself, does your business light the way for customers to find you? Does your business look open when customers drive by? Does the quality of your signage and business's exterior convey the quality of product or service available inside? Now more than ever, businesses can't risk losing a sale. Call the Sherwood Company to help. First impressions can be the difference in success or failure of your business. Make your first impression bright. Find more online at SherwoodCompany.net.
First impressions last.
Lunning Chapel helps families and friends achieve closure and acceptance. A funeral service is a time to share stories, a chance to reflect on a life lived and how it impacted others, and how this person made you who you are.
At Lunning Chapel, we understand the importance of a funeral service. We'll help you through the grieving process and celebrate your loved one's life. We invite you to experience the Lunning Chapel difference. Lunning Chapel, turning care into comfort.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
We are seeing so many coronavirus scam text messages floating around touting miracle cures. Be very wary of anything that comes in breathlessly excited about an investment opportunity because of coronavirus, a miracle cure for coronavirus, or anybody who says that they're helping out with coronavirus relief.
Clark Howard, weeknights from 5 till 8 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
we've been talking about the ups, the downs, the goods, the not so goods, and I don't know how your life has been. Let's put it this way: bars and restaurants got hit very hard at the beginning.
The entire service industry in general, and small business especially,
got a lot of small businesses.
Small businesses also have learned to roll with the punches, and they've been thriving as well.
They have, to be honest, look, it's been a boon for Amazon. It's been a boon for Walmart, which does the online part of their deal.
It's been a boon for UPS as well.
It's been a boon for UPS, and the Postal Service, which is basically Amazon Light.
And FedEx.
And FedEx. And
DHL and all the other shipping companies.
All of those kinds of things. It has been, the auto industry seems to be coming back.
The airline industry has been devastated.
They've been hurt.
They were having issues before the COVID thing happened with the whole Boeing
737 MAX 8. Yeah,
I'm just like, what happened to the 757? Whatever happened to that jet?
You know what? Actually, I think that's still there. The 767 is the Dreamliner, I think.
The Dreamliner. I think the 757 is still the standard passenger airliner.
But I haven't flown anywhere. Normally, we fly. We were getting. We didn't plan on a spring break this year because we were going to Norway. So we didn't have. That was one thing. It didn't get canceled.
Usually, something new that.
I don't think we're going to be going on spring break this year.
I was hoping over New Year's to go see family in Florida, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I think people are just realizing you try to stay close to home. It's what you do. It's what you have to do. I mean,
there's no place like home for the holidays.
Well, it is, but it's as I said, and it's you know, stay safe.
Be smart.
Be smart. Realize what you can, what you can't do, what you shouldn't do.
And work within your limits.
Exactly. And I think that's exactly what we, you know, and
like we
appreciate the good things you have, because that's really something.
Absolutely. This is a time of year for reflection and a time for being thankful.
Yeah, I think so. And I think I've got my hands folded right now. Hoping the election is over today, at least the presidential election.
I will make no comment.
I'm not going to even go. Yeah, I know. I think the more you have people that are standing up, and you know, hey, fight the system if you want, but. To believe that the system was rigged, to believe
you
that...
I'm going to put it this way. You can win a few hands at the table, but you're never going to beat the House.
Well, to think there was a vast... It's sort of like when Hillary Clinton said a vast right-wing conspiracy. To think that there's this...
It is very much... We've said this multiple times. It's almost like this election was the exact same thing as the 2016 election, but flipped the other way.
And they're, you know,
it's weird when you really sit and analyze it how creepily similar they are.
Well, this one happened
because Hillary in the 2016 election held that big lead early on, and then Trump votes just went away.
But she pretty much self-destructed.
Well, yeah,
and that's a difference here. Trump was coming on, but I think the problem we had was that
if it wasn't for COVID, we think Trump probably would have won the election.
And the fact is, mail-in ballots seem to be the thing.
That's all speculation at this point.
You know what? We just hope that when it's over, it's over, and we can move on, and we can get
along. What's the old saying? It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, thank you, Yogi Berra. Or until somebody sings. Kate Smith is warming up in the sidelines right now. She's been warm. She's been singing loud and clear for about a month now. So anyway, but that's another story. It's 9:56 at KBUR. I think it's been a strange year. It's been a hard year for a lot of people. It's been a good year for some businesses, a bad year for a lot of them. I just hope we can get, as I said, recovery will happen for all of these businesses that have been hit as hard as they have been. And to me, that's really the goal here. I think there's no doubt about it. We had, you know, it's been tough. A lot of businesses advertise on the radio. A lot of them, they've had to cut back. They've been cutting back as much as they can on everything. Advertising for political candidates, well, that was another story. But
oh, my goodness. It was, you remember, it was every other commercial.
But it's, you know, the election, those things, because it was a highly competitive election. But
and,
anyway.
Yeah, it was. And
a lot of money going into there. And, you know, that's the other thing I was going to bring up is that do we need election reform? Should there
campaign be campaign finance reform?
Do we need campaign finance reform?
I think to a degree, yes, we do.
I think it's a we've got basically big money, a lot of big money coming in. That doesn't have to be that goes into these PACs that basically are
another argument we've heard is shortening the election period.
You know how much money
and the campaigning period.
You know how much money has been raised by Donald Trump since the election?
I'm going to say at least a couple billion.
Well, actually, $250 million.
So a quarter of a billion.
Yeah. Well, I think it specifically was sent in as a defense fund thing, but I'm not sure exactly how the rules apply in terms of what
I had to kind of prices right that close without going over.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure exactly how you. I'm not sure exactly how you do that. And I think Donald Trump's going to do just fine outside it.
Oh, he's still going to be holding rallies.
I think he will. Do you think he'll run again in 2024?
I don't think he will, but he will probably throw all of his support behind one guy.
Okay. You know, 2024 will be the next total solar eclipse that'll be visible in the middle part of the country. Carbondale.
What was the last one? It was 2016, wasn't it?
2017.
Okay.
And I was down, and I got to see a total eclipse, and I'm hoping that I will be able to go and see another total eclipse.
2017, I was still at St. Ambrose.
Yeah, and we drove down to St. Louis and went south of St. Louis until we got to Totality.
I wasn't in the path. I was in the Quad Cities at the time.
Yeah, and
I think I was in a lecture hall at the time.
Anyway, it is. I did get to. I think I actually saw one meteor the meteor shower the Geminids were on early this morning. It was supposed to be the peak. It was a clear sky. I did look up there. I'm not sure. I'm pretty certain it was a meteor, but it was like, you know, in city lights, it's not the same.
I was too tired to pay attention.
Anyway. All right. Well,
we have some early mornings here at KBUR.
Anyway, well, it's we're going to be around for. We've got some other things that'll be going on over the next. This week will be a transition week again for a lot of people. Schools will be out on Friday for the Christmas break, and we'll be around. We'll be running the Joy of Christmas next week. We will be playing Iowa basketball. Iowa plays Minnesota at 6 o'clock on Christmas night. So we'll have you can have your turkey and then have basketball afterwards. Have a great Monday.